Can you imagine what it would be like if there was no progress in dealing with sickle cell in Jamaica? Thankfully, many of us will never have to experience a lack of medication or the necessary information to deal with the disease, as continuous research is being conducted. Professor Graham Roger Sargent has been instrumental in this research. Born on October 26, 1938 in Bristol, England, Professor Graham Sargent came to Jamaica in 1966, where he was involved in medicine. He then became interested in sickle cell research, subsequently making Jamaica his home.
The reason I'm here is because I got involved and interested in sickle cell disease, and Jamaica is just a superb place for studying the disease. Partly because being an island and people being friendly, cooperative and helpful, long-term follow-up of people with the disease is more possible in Jamaica than in almost any other society elsewhere. So we started with unique opportunities for studying the disease, for learning about the disease, and that's what we've been doing over the last nearly 50 years.
Professor Graham Roger Sargent. During his close to 50-year stint, Professor Sargent has made great strides in sickle cell research.
We've learned a huge amount about the disease. We have learned that I think many of the observations that we've been able to make are truer observations, in the sense that much of the work elsewhere has been based entirely on hospital-based and clinic-based populations. So I think we've been fortunate to be able to create a more reliable, a more correct picture of the disease. But more than that, we've been able to develop services for sickle cell patients under conditions of limited resources.
Project coordinator for the Sickle Cell Trust, Carlene Mason, has known Professor Sargent for over 40 years. She says he was a pioneer in the first screening of babies at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital in the early 1970s.
I think primarily, to begin with, groundwork on the important advances that have been made in the pediatric realm, such as working towards the importance of the pneumococcal vaccine in young children. Basic things like ensuring that parents know how to palpate the spleen, which has made such a tremendous difference in the saving of lives of children. And starting the first screening of babies born with sickle cell at Victoria Jubilee Hospital in the 1970s, and that went on until 100,000 babies were screened, and then there was a break.
Dedicated to research on sickle cell in Jamaica, Professor Sargent started the Sickle Cell Trust to raise funds to carry out research projects.
Prof is passionate about what he does in every area, in the work of patient care, in his collection of statistics and doing his research projects, in fundraising, because he created the Sickle Cell Trust in 1986, which was a registered charity to raise funds. So when he couldn't get funds in one direction, he found another way. He's passionate about everything that he does for sickle cell.
On Monday, October 19, National Heroes Day, Professor Sargent will be honored for his sterling contribution to sickle cell research in Jamaica and across the world. The professor will formally be recognized as a member of the Order of Jamaica. Project coordinator for the Sickle Cell Trust, Carlene Mason, says Professor Sargent is deserving of the award.
All of us who have worked with him will feel good. In fact, somebody who worked with him said to me recently when I saw her, "What took him so long?"
Yes, no, that's a great privilege, and it is, of course, not for me, it is for the work on sickle cell disease, and I think it's very nice that the Prime Minister and the Governor General have recorded their appreciation of the contributions that Jamaica's made in sickle cell disease over the years.
Professor Graham Sargent, National Honours and Awards recipient for 2015.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.